The fourth step in the third R is respond. Hopefully God has spoken to you, and in some way you'll desire to respond back to him. Your response might be another question. Your response might be asking him to speak louder because you're not hearing him. Your response might be gratitude. Your response might just be to ask him to be with you. Let's read it one more time as we try to articulate a response to God in this experience. What will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being slain all the day. We are looked upon as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Take a moment now in silence to respond to him. Respond to whatever he has said to you, and tell him what's on your heart.